Welcome to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up later this hour, STPB's Charles McElray talks with Richard Ironcloud about using Lakota peacemaking traditions to resolve conflict. Plus, we'll hear about a new financial institution on Pine Ridge giving tribal members the opportunity to bank near their homes for the first time. But first, it's Wednesday and time for our weekly discussion of the latest in state politics with the Dakota Political Junkies. Joining the program today is John Hunter, publisher of the Madison Daily Leader. And John, thanks for coming on the program today.
Hi, Carl. Thanks.
Also with us on the line is Roger Whittle, managing editor of the Watertown Public Opinion. Roger, nice to have you with us as well.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the campaign season is getting underway at Dakota Fest in Mitchell with candidate debates, as you just heard. Republican Governor Dennis Dugard is debating challenger Democrat Susan Wismer and Independent Mike Myers over the noon hour. And later this afternoon, U.S. Senate candidates debate. And yesterday morning, Republican Congresswoman Kristi Noem debated Democratic challenger Karina Robinson, and Noem and Robinson mostly ignored each other in the debate, although they disagreed on the role of the EPA, the Affordable Care Act, and the Keystone XL pipeline, as you just heard in Keeley's report. John, I'm wondering, from the Karina Robinson campaign perspective, does she need to be more aggressive in taking on Kristi Noem, or is it enough to simply state her positions on the issues?
Well, I think this is actually a good strategy for her to build a base with issues, and then as the campaign progresses, I think she can start drawing more contrast. But you know, she's starting from a position of not being particularly well known, so I think it's good to focus on the issues. This is, I think, going to work for her. And the more she talks about this and the more debates, the better it would be for her. But she can start, I think, talking about Representative Noem's record a little later on.
Roger Whittle, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought she certainly drew a distinct line between her views and those of Congressman Noem's. But I'm not sure that's the best way to do it, because there's a reason why Kristi Noem has been elected twice, because she has views that are totally opposite of Robinson's. I think Robinson needs to go after Noem a little bit more, find some weaknesses and exploit them, rather than going on the opposite side of issues that most of the voters are on.
From the position of Congresswoman Noem, two terms in office, John Hunter, is it enough for her to run on her record? Does she really need to acknowledge her opponent that much, at least at this stage in the campaign?
Well, there's an irony here, and that's that she is a two-term incumbent, and she's still, as almost all candidates do, are running kind of as anti-Washington people. And she said in her opening remarks at Dakota Fest, then, that you know, she ran to try to help fix Washington. It's not fixed yet, so I need to keep going. And that's, I think you'd hear that candidates all across the country. So, you know, whether people in South Dakotans traditionally like our representatives and senators until they decide that they're not one of us anymore, that they become Washington, or they do that and. So I don't know if that's that time yet for Kristi Noem or not, if her record indicates that she's part of the Washington crowd or the caucus, or she's still one of us.
Yeah, Roger Whittle, is that a tough balance for an incumbent to strike, to be against Washington while also being a part of Washington?
It really is, and John was absolutely right that two-term incumbent always running on fixing Washington. Well, a lot of people could say that Kristi Noem and her branch of the party are the problems in Washington, and that's something that I think Robinson could exploit a little bit more, and so far has chosen not to.
Well, right now in Mitchell at Dakota Fest, the governor candidates are getting ready to debate Dennis Dugard, Susan Wismer, and Mike Myers. Roger Whittle, do you expect this to be a lively debate?
I really do. I think Susan has to make some noise in this debate. She's trailing pretty significantly in the polls, and I think we're going to see her start to hammer the Republicans on the EB-5 program in this debate, and I think that would be a good strategy for her to take.
John Hunter, what do you think will happen in this debate? You know, particularly with the role of Mike Myers as something of a wild card here.
Yes, but I think Roger's right on in that Susan Wismar is kind of chomping at the bit. She's been ready. She's been out there, but hasn't had this kind of exposure before. I think she's really ready to go, and it will be lively. And the Democrats, I think, on both this race and the U.S. Senate race, are going to be focusing as best they can on EB5. They had this press conference a day or two ago and indicated that's extremely important, and they'll maybe frame any other question to end up with EB5 after all.
Yeah, Roger Whittle, in looking at this debate, is there anything particular that you'd like to hear from the candidates?
Well, I think we've been discussing it. I think it's time the Republicans eventually have to stop ignoring the EB5 issue. It's been out there for a long time. There's been a lot of talk about it, and the Government Operations Audit Committee has decided they're saying they're going to wait until the federal audit is over. Well, Wismer has to say, you know, we want answers now. The people deserve answers. We've got, you know, a lot of money went through this program. A lot of people got rich. There's a bankrupt meatpacking plant out there. South Dakota deserve answers, and I think you're going to hear her jumping on that a lot from now on.
Well, John Hunter, you mentioned the press conference that the Democratic lawmakers held, calling on the Government Operations and Audit Committee to question Governor Dugard, former Governor Rounds, and other officials in that probe into the EB-5 visa program. The press conference that was held, do you think there was timing involved? I'm wondering why they decided to do that. I think it was yesterday.
Absolutely, and timing was all. And in fact, I thought it would be possible that they would bring this up earlier, and I think they have in minor ways. But I think now, again, this is kind of the beginning of the official political season in South Dakota in many ways. Dakota Fest is. And so, yes, I think timing, it was 100% timing, and I think you're going to hear it pretty much nonstop the rest of the election.
In looking at that, Roger Whittle, the Democrats are in the minority. The Republicans, at least so far, don't seem to have much interest in questioning Rounds or Dugard. Is holding press conferences really all they can do to force this issue?
Well, I wouldn't underestimate the importance of holding a lot of press conferences about it, because the more the word gets out there, I think eventually the Republicans are going to have to answer. There's just too big of questions out there unanswered, and I agree the timing is great, because now is when things are starting to get heated up. So I think it was a good timing, and it's a good strategy for them.
Now, mentioned the Senate debate that's coming up this afternoon at Dakota Fest. Republican Mike Rounds, Democrat Rick Wyland, and Independents Larry Pressler and Gordon Howey debating this afternoon. Mentioned EB-5. The other issues you expect to come up during this debate, John Hunter?
I think it's going to be as interesting a debate as I remember. You have four candidates. Remember, this is an open seat, so we don't have an incumbent running against a challenger here. There's four new ones. On the other hand, Mike Rounds is almost an incumbent, having served as governor for those terms, but they all bring different things to this debate that they want to bring up. Rick Wyland has clearly said, you know, big money in Washington influences his pet peeve on this. Larry Pressler is kind of saying, you know, experience, although I've changed, I'm now independent and serve one term. You know, Governor Rounds is going to try to keep focused on the issues and undoing Obamacare and so on. You know, Gordon Howey, I think, is going to try to paint a wide right view. I mean, I just think it's going to be an interesting thing. They all wish it would go on a lot longer than the time frame that they have.
A lot longer for the debate time frame? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I think they'd want to debate all night if they could. They each have so much to say, and the audience may all leave. But I think most of them would love to debate these issues with each other for many hours.
Well, Roger Whittle, interested and excited to see what will come up from this debate this afternoon.
Oh, I definitely do. This is gonna be a good one. This is the biggest race in the state this year, and it gives a chance for Rick Wyland, Larry Pressler, and Gordon Howey to be on kind of equal footing with Mike Rounds, who has a lot more money than any of the other three to spend, but that's not going to do him any good in a debate. So I think everybody's looking forward to this, and I agree, it would be fun to see it go all day. A cage match.
That's an interesting way to do a debate, yeah.
Yes.
On Monday, Rick Weiland announced that veteran political strategist Steve Jarding will serve as his senior advisor and spokesman. Roger, do you think that'll have much of an impact in the Weiland campaign?
Well, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, for South Dakota politics, it doesn't get much bigger than him. He, of course, worked on Daschle's first campaign and Johnson's last. He helped Bob Kerry get elected to the Senate twice from Nebraska and worked on his Kerry's presidential campaign. I mean, the guy teaches political campaign management at Harvard, so I would think he would be a huge asset.
John Hunter, do you think Steve Jarding will make a difference in the Weiland campaign over the next few months as we head into the November election?
Well, as Roger said, he's a real heavyweight, and he is, I mean, that's a big deal for the campaign. We don't know the exact role of it. You know, he ran Johnson's campaign as campaign manager, but now they're bringing him as a senior advisor and spokesman. So I don't know how complete that is or how much time he'll devote to it. I don't know what other campaigns, if any, that he has this cycle. But yes, he is a heavyweight. I mean, in the campaign sense, I didn't mean that in a literal sense. But since we're talking about cage fighting, after all. but yes, I do think he is a powerful political figure, and we'll see if it makes any difference.
I wonder if it'll make any difference from the perspective of the National Party, particularly in light of news that came out on Monday. A quote from the Associated Press from U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid that the Democrats will more than likely lose South Dakota. Do you think Roger Whittle that having Jarding on the campaign might make a difference as far as the National Democratic Party's interest in funding the campaign?
Well, that I don't know about. The National Party hasn't seemed very interested in helping Rick Weiland from the very beginning. So I don't know if it'll make any difference. I'm sure Rick Weiland is hoping it will, but I think he's gotten to the point where he is now. Trailing 13, 14 points in the poll, which is a lot better than he was when he started. He's done all this on his own without the help of the party, so he probably doesn't care.
Is John Hunter 13-point difference? This is, I think, the Nielsen Brothers poll. Is that an enough to get the Democrats interested, National Democrats, thinking that, well, maybe this is a race that they could win?
You know, I don't know, and it's still a mystery exactly why Harry Reid would say that at this time in a campaign, and given the fact that I think it's a viable race. So I don't know. I that's unpredictable to me to what the National Democratic Party would be interested in.
Well, after we have this first debate with the Senate candidates, Roger Whittle, do you think that pretty much will set the tone, or do you expect that this race will kind of go through unexpected rises and falls and new things coming out that we can't even think of at this point?
Well, I know they're all very determined campaigners, and they don't appear like they're going to give up. And again, with the big issue out there of EB-5 that has not really been cracked open yet, I think there is room for some surprises here.
So, John Hunter, how do you expect this cage match to continue over the next few months as we get to November?
Well, you know, I think it would be in the best interest of former Governor Rounds to address the EB-5 as fully as he can, unless there's scandal that we don't know about. It'd be best if you were full disclosure all the time, release anything, talk about it as much as you want, and diffuse that as an issue. The longer it's a mystery, the more it would hurt Rounds. And maybe there is something behind that. I'm not aware of anything. I don't know if anyone has. But if there isn't, I would be on full disclosure all the time if I were Governor Rounds to take that issue out and return the campaign to other issues.
Roger, what do you think about that?
I would totally agree. I think the way he's been handling it now is just saying it was a good program. It did a lot of good, put a lot of businesses in operation while I was here. And that's about all he's been saying. But it's always better to disclose things yourself rather than wait for somebody else to find it out. There's a lot of politicians out there that would vouch for that.
Yeah. Well, Larry Pressler has a new ad out. This features his refusal to take a bribe during the late 70s abscam public corruption sting. That was when he was previously serving as a Republican in Congress. And the ad includes a clip of Walter Cronkite's coverage of Pressler on TV, and we'll hear that.
Good evening. Listen to the words of South Dakota Republican Senator Larry Pressler, commenting on the attention he's getting because he avoided the tentacles of an undercover FBI sting operation called Abscam. Said Senator Pressler, "I turned down an illegal contribution. Whatever have we come to if that's considered heroic?"
Well, John Hunter, do you think news from a 35-year-old scandal still resonates with voters?
Well, I've thought about this a little bit, and what I think, first of all, who knows who Walter Cronkite is, and that's going to be older people, my age and older, and frankly, those are the people who vote. Voting turnout percentages are much better for older people than young people. I wish it weren't that way. I wish all age brackets were fully participating in the voting process, but for voters in this case, that will bring up a point of pride that Larry certainly has, and that many South Dakotans had during the time, if they can remind enough voters who participate, who actually go to the polls in November. I think it could be a positive thing for Larry Pressler.
Roger Whittle, do you see this as a positive thing, that this will resonate with at least with those people who do vote, which John says are older people who remember Walter Cronkite?
Well, I think there's even some younger people out there who would know who Walter Cronkite is. But I do think it's a good idea. And when Senator Pressler was in Watertown on his announcing that he was going to run tour a while back, he made it a point to say he was not going to use the Abscam issue as a campaign issue this year. And my first thought was, wow, you really should, because that's a good thing. So it's nice to see that he's decided to use that history that he has to his own benefit.
Why do you think the change there?
Who knows? I mean, we'd have to ask him, but maybe it's because he's not as close to rounds at this point in the campaign as he'd hoped he would be.
John Hunter, do you think that reference there to Larry Pressler as a Republican will confuse voters? Walter Cronkite says Republican Senator Larry Pressler.
No, I don't think so. I don't think people will notice. I don't think that's the focus of that comment. It'll be the last quote from Larry that people will remember from that commercial.
Do you think that Roger Whittle, using the Walter Cronkite clip in that ad, helps? We were just talking about the Washington Insider versus Washington Outsiders. That'll help set Pressler apart as an outsider, as an independent thinker.
I would think it couldn't hurt. Whether it's going to separate him from Washington, be a Washington Insider. I mean, this was a time when he was in the Senate, so. I don't know if it'll separate. It'll mean he's not a Washington Insider, but it'll certainly separate him from the general feeling that most people have of Washington politicians, which is a good thing.
John Hunter, do you agree with Roger?
Yes, and that's kind of interesting how candidates are going to portray themselves. You know, Larry, I think, wants to portray himself as experienced, but then, and maybe having, you know, understanding how Washington works and so on without being influenced by those. Rick Wyland certainly is, even though he was, on the staff in Washington of Senator Daschle, he is also painting himself as, you know, knowing how things work but not being a part of the crowd. So, yeah, I think it's interesting how they're painting themselves in these situations to try to take advantage of whatever edge they can get.
One of the questions regarding the Larry Pressler candidacy is still, and I think we've talked about this several times, is he taking votes from Mike Rounds? Is he taking votes from Democrat Rick Wyland? Roger Whittle, is that coming any clearer, or is that something we're just not going to know until election night?
Well, I know a poll just came out that really dives into some deep minutiae of numbers, and I haven't looked at them that carefully, but on the surface, I would suspect that he's taking votes away from Rounds more than Weiland. I'm not sure why, just that they're both Democrats, and he's probably not taking any votes away from the other one. So,
John Hunter, do you have any thoughts or perspective on that whole?
Well, I know Rick really wants to say that he's running against three Republicans, hoping that that would split things up. Often, independents are kind of in the middle, as Pressler is, but Gordon Howey is kind of on the right side of things there too. So, I don't have any idea. I do think, you know, there's a tradition, I think, that independent candidates fade as the campaign goes on. I'm not sure that's going to happen in this case. I think that independents will remain a part of this race, whether they gain substantially or not, I don't know, but I do think that will be a factor.
All right. Well, that'll have to do it for the Dakota Political Junkies this week. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Carl.
And Roger, thanks for your time as well. We'll talk with you soon.
My pleasure.
That's Roger Whittle, managing editor of the Watertown Public Opinion, and John Hunter is publisher of the Madison Daily Leader. The Dakota Political Junkies are a regular Wednesday feature of Dakota Midday.